What's up, heroes? Welcome to the Producer Life Podcast, episode 34. If you've got aspirations to play on a big club or festival sound system one day, you've got to tame harsh frequencies in your tracks or you're going to make people's ears bleed. That's what we're going to talk about today. Not bleeding ears, but how to reduce harshness in a mix. But first, cue the intro music, which doesn't have any harshness. What do we mean by harsh sounds? The human ear is particularly attuned to frequencies where human speech occurs, especially 2 to 8 kilohertz. This harshness can be caused by a lot of different things: boosting higher frequencies too much, harsh sounding synths, multiple sounds piling up on top of each other, too much compression or distortion, or even just poor quality mics or preamps. In order to catch those harsh frequencies, you're going to want a couple of things. First, a good reference track for comparison in the genre that you're producing in. Second, fresh ears. Give your track a rest for a day or two so you're listening to it fresh. Third, you need some tools, and we'll be talking about those. Before you start, you want to think about the purpose of the track within the context of the mix. If it's going to be buried in the mix anyway, you can probably just throw a high-pass filter on it and call it a day. However, if it's one of your front and center sounds, like a vocal or a lead synth, you're going to want to spend some more time on it. We're going to use this synth loop sample from Loop Cloud as an example. All right, here's the first idea. Comb out the harsh frequencies with a sharp notched EQ. Here's the basic process. Start with an EQ like EQ8 in Ableton. Create a narrow but heavy boost. 15 decibels works well at 3.5Q. Q is the bandwidth of a particular filter. 3.5 is pretty narrow. Turn your volume way up on your headphones and slowly sweep through the 2 to 8K range, listening for particularly harsh tones or ringing. Putting EQ8 in audition mode may also help. Just click on the headphones on the right-hand side of the device, and then left-click on the filter dot and drag it to the right slowly so you're only hearing the frequency boost. You only want to do this combing technique for a short period of time or you'll damage your hearing. It sounds something like this, only much louder. When you find a spot that has a particularly harsh resonance, cut the sound by 2 to 4 decibels. Keep in mind that if the Q, the narrowness of the notch, is too sharp, it can give a very unnatural tone. You want to do this while you're still in your mix down, and it's a good idea to do it before the compressor in your channel strip because compressors don't affect all frequencies the same. Pay particular attention to sharp metallic sounds like cymbals, reverses, crashes, and risers. Here's the revised track before and after. It's a subtle change, especially if you don't have the volume turned up. Sometimes a regular EQ like EQ8 in Ableton isn't enough. You need a dynamic EQ which acts as a combination between a compressor and an EQ. A dynamic EQ only reduces a sound when it meets a certain threshold. So, this can be particularly good for vocals, for example, where a singer may only have harshness in a certain verse or refrain or word. A dynamic EQ can be an ideal solution. I happen to like Isotope products and their EQ, but there's a lot of options out there. Now, after notching out harsh frequencies, you may find that your track sounds lifeless or hollow. If so, try adding an exciter or saturator to the channel after the EQ notch, and then add back in a boost of the same amount that you just cut out. For example, your lead synth might sound harsh at 4,500 Hz. You notch 4 decibels out, then you add a little saturation, then boost 4,500 Hz at 4 decibels with the same EQ curve. Then sweep the frequencies again to ensure you didn't create any additional problems. Another possibility. Our ears perceive frequencies in relation to one another. For example, if you want to mix a sound brighter, sometimes cutting the lows is more effective than boosting the highs. So when you're thinking about harsh higher frequencies you may want to notch out, consider also providing a little bump in the lower frequencies to balance that out. Another option is to grab a specialized plugin designed to address these issues. There's a bunch of different tools out there that can help you tame harsh tones. iZotope's Neutron 3 offers an AI-based track assistant, which can give you a good place to start with your EQing and can help you make choices about which frequencies to notch. In this case, I ran our sample through Neutron 3 and put it on its balanced settings and used auto-detect for the instrument. It listened for a minute and then recommended some initial EQ curves, among other things. Unfortunately, it suggested a steep dynamic EQ at 400 Hz and a boost around 1K, so that really wasn't what I was looking for. Use your eyes and ears. If it doesn't make sense, discard it. Like I said, this is just a starting point, and sometimes it's not right. iZotope's Spectral Shaper is another useful tool. Spectral Shaper is a multi-band compressor with a tone slider that lets you adjust how much brightness you want in certain bands. Another option is Soothe 2, which has been designed specifically to address harshness in a mix and has been well reviewed online. I've tried out Soothe's free trial, but not enough to have a strong opinion on it. Another possibility is that you're using too many plugins, which is causing a buildup of frequencies in a painful zone. If you've got more than three plugins on a channel, try muting all of them and then adding them back in one at a time and seeing if one of them is causing the painful frequencies. Sometimes, the harshness comes from painful sibilance, which is caused when our tongue directs a stream of air towards our teeth to form the S sound. This can cause a harsh, sharp sound around 8 kHz. There are a bunch of de-essers on the market, including the stock one in Ableton, that can help to address this particular problem. Because de-essers use dynamic processing, meaning they respond to changes in track over time, they can also be good for other instruments such as harsh cymbals or even guitars. Just experiment. Most de-essers have an option to allow you to listen to only the frequencies they're affecting, sometimes called the delta or addition button. Make sure you're using that to gently tweak the sounds. Keep in mind that any of these techniques can also be used on an aux or bus track, a group of tracks. For example, if you've got multiple vocals layered in a chorus, you might try one of these techniques on the vocal bus instead of each individual track. So, what do you do to reduce harshness in your mixes? I'd love to hear your tricks. Just chime in at producerlifepodcast.com, episode 34, or over on our private Facebook group at facebook.com/group/producerlifepodcast. Until next week, this is the House Ninja reminding you to be somebody's hero today.